This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Hi, I'm Ian.
And I'm the captain.
And who doesn't like a little oral sex? Evidently, coming from WeAreLatinLive.com, a fellatio cafe exists now, and customers can receive oral sex while they drink their coffee.
They can, and how this doesn't exist already, I'll never know, which, you know, really just tells you that we don't have a free market, right?
Well, prostitution is illegal.
Right.
That's why it's not legal.
Right. Sex services in general are illegal with the exception of, what, Las Vegas?
Well, it's illegal in Vegas. It's the next county over where it's legal.
Okay.
In Nevada, you can only have legal gambling or legal prostitution, if I recall correctly.
You cannot bet on the prostitutes?
I don't think so. Well, maybe you could from a different county. So if they had like a webcam in the county where it was legal to do prostitution, and then the betting went on in the county next door, then you'd probably be able to do it.
We need to talk about opening a business here after the show's over?
No.
So, evidently, I mean, I'm just going to let them take it away because they do a better job with it. You've heard of happy endings.
I'm being told I'm wrong. Gene, the Christian anarchist, says all counties have gambling. So I don't know what the restriction is. Maybe they just individually decide on whether they want prostitution or not. I guess that's
Yeah, it could be just done at the county level. Yeah. So you've heard of happy endings at seedy underground massage parlors. I've heard of them. Not convinced that it's really even a thing. Never having gone to try to get one.
I have never tried to go and get one. I've never been to one of these massage parlors, but it's a thing.
Doesn't the owner of the New England Patriots or the coach or whatever know something about that?
The owner got caught up in a sting operation down in Florida.
Is that Robert Kraft?
Yeah,
is that
I think that's his name.
Yeah. Okay.
They had video of it, apparently.
Well, now you can get oral sex at coffee shops. At the end of this year,
shops, plural. Is the chain?
Evidently, probably a successful one.
I detect a franchise opportunity.
Mm-hmm. So it's called Fellatio Cafe.
That's actually what it's called. All right.
And it's opening in Geneva, Switzerland.
No point in beating around the bush on that one.
Is that a euphemism?
Maybe.
Everyone knows exactly what they're getting there.
You thought long and hard about that one, didn't you?
The firm behind the Swiss cafe called Face Girl says customers.
Oh, so it's not called Fellatio Cafe. It's called Face Girl.
Well, they're calling the cafe Fellatio Cafe. The firm that owns the cafe.
Oh, the company is.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's called Face Girl.
Gotcha.
They say that customers will be able to order coffee and then select a sex worker of their choice from an iPad to give them oral sex.
Okay.
Sounds better than Starbucks.
It sounds more expensive than Starbucks.
Yes, I can imagine.
I don't know. Starbucks is pretty damn expensive. I nicknamed it $4 back in the day because you can't get out of there for less than $4 no matter what you buy.
So it's evidently $50 more expensive. That's what their oral sex service costs.
Hold on. So is it legal to do prostitution in, what'd you say, Switzerland?
Switzerland.
Is it legal there?
Evidently.
Okay.
I mean,
I didn't know if they were like, you know, a $50 cup of coffee and then you get a free BJ to go along with it. You know, oh, you're not paying for the BJ.
Right. Yeah, some sort of loophole to, right.
Although usually that they cover those loopholes in laws against prostitution. Like, you know, you can't give away a drink in New Hampshire. Like, it's illegal to give people drinks, apparently, in New Hampshire or something, from what I understand. Like, depending on how you read the law, like, essentially any distribution of alcohol without a license is a crime.
Wait, so if
we
buy a round?
Like every time we go to the bars, right?
well, there it's a legal dealer who's giving the alcohol, so there it's okay. But if you, like, buy a six-pack and you're at your house and you give one to your friend, as I understand it, that's actually a crime. It's just not enforced.
That sounds a lot like the airplane bottles on the airplanes, right? Like, you can bring your own airplane bottles onto a flight,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot open it yourself.
Really?
You have to, legally, right? I mean, I've been on plenty of planes where I brought airplane bottles and I opened it myself.
Yeah, nobody's going
to
know.
But apparently, to be in compliance with the letter of the law, what you need to do is summon the attendant, right? Press the little button and get the person in the uniform to come over. Be like, will you please open this for me? And then they open it and hand it back to you so that you're technically not serving yourself. They have served you.
It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
But my point was going to be that if you try to get around certain laws, like, well, I'm not selling alcohol, I'm selling you a pencil and you're getting a free bottle of alcohol. I'm not selling a BJ, I'm selling you a cup of coffee. They usually have prohibitions in the laws that cover that stuff.
They don't here in New Hampshire for prostitution and recording, however.
That's true. You can make a sex tape in New Hampshire, pay a girl money for the sex tape, and then never publish the sex tape.
Right.
And it's completely legal.
And then, arguably, you could delete the tape.
That's
right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
As long as you have the intention of distributing the thing, and then your intention could change after you create it.
Yeah.
Like, this is a terrible shoot.
Oh, the lighting was awful, yeah.
So, as always, critics blasted the proposal, claiming that only developers would benefit from the business. But alas, prostitution is legal in Switzerland as long as the sex workers have permits.
Okay.
That's a strange idea to me. I'm sorry. Before I can pay you for this oral sex, I need to see your permit. Did the government approve you to give people oral sex in exchange for money?
That's like the in the state of Washington, they have the food handler's permit.
Mm-hmm.
This is for anybody that works in a restaurant. You must first go take this government class and then pay a government fee for them to give you a card that says you've taken the government class and now you are certified to be able to flip a burger.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. I think that most states have that, as I understand it.
Mm. I grew up in a time where that didn't exist. Mm.
So they say they'll be doing business by the end of the year. Sounds like a good time to vacation in Switzerland.
Books, flights to Switzerland. Putting that in my reminder.
A lot of money for a BJ.
That's true. It is.
It's just a novelty.
I mean, it would be easier to just go to the... It is the novelty. But it would still be a lot easier to just, like, go to a bar here and find some drunk college chick.
Is that easier?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're probably going to pay for it somehow, right?
Either way.
Whether it's paying for the booze or, you know, actually subscribing to the service.
But would a drunk girl be as good as a professional? A sober professional?
Maybe not. But the gap between worst oral sex and best oral sex is really small.
Okay.
And there are bigger problems to complain about if poking someone in the face isn't going how one would like.
Gotcha.
So.
Indeed.
It does sound like a franchise opportunity. I will say that.
It does.
And, you know, of course, around here, not around here, but in the United States, they do have, like, the tiki bar kind of concept where it's hot girls basically serving coffee or whatever. They had that down in Sarasota where I was from, and I never got to go to one, but it was always interesting driving by as a kid.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what they're called in the state of Washington, in Seattle in particular, and they will frequently get busted for prostitution.
Like the topless
coffee shop. Or even just the bikini baristas, right? You know, they'll run sting operations. They'll find out that, for an extra $10, they'll, you know, take their top off, mm-hmm. you know, for while they're making the guy's coffee or whatever, right? You know, kind of a thing. And then the cops will swoop in.
Ridiculous.
Because, you know, they've harmed so many people by doing so.
it's because the cops are horn dogs.
And that's why. Yeah.
Yep.
It's all forms of prostitution, though, Captain. You alluded to this a moment ago, and you're correct. Ultimately, you're going to pay one way or the other, whether it's by having a girlfriend whose complaints you have to listen to and take seriously, or whether it's buying her drinks, or whether just giving her cash and then making her go away afterward.
I'm trying to remember the comedian, too, who said, you know, basically all women are prostitutes.
Well, so are all men.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that, but, you know, you're going to pay for it one way or another, whether their price is $100 or it's marriage and a lifetime of bliss, right? That's some form of payment is happening.
I'm not sure I would describe marriage as bliss, but I get
you were married, right?
I was married. Yeah. 855-450-3733. What do you think about oral sex at coffee shops? 855-450-3733.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call want to talk about whatever is on your mind, that number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian. And the Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, the human pump handle slamming machine, Buckshot Esquire, if you will.
All right, that was a...
Yeah, but can you
a,
make coffee?
No, I leave that to the bikini baristas.
So I'm really excited that ForkFest is coming up. It's like 6.5 months away now.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, it's the end of June. It's the 29th until July the 5th. That's right. ForkFest has the 4th of July weekend at Rogers Campground.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, for those who care about the 4th of July, I imagine most
I like to call
us,
it Independence Day.
Okay, that works. I mean, the independence from the British Empire was worth celebrating, I suppose.
It's time to do it again.
Yes, it absolutely is. Well, join us for the Independence Day weekend at Rogers Campground. We're going to be there from June the 29th until the July the 5th. I don't know
That's
who
a whole
we
week.
Are.
Yeah.
But I'll be there,
yeah.
And I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be great. It was a great fun last year. Last year was the biggest we had ever seen it.
I hear you're bringing giving the ladies an excuse to show up this time around.
I am. We're hosting Ladies Night Out daily and nightly. It's just going to be a permanent sort of site we have set up there for ladies to just come and chill and drink. And some people are going to be selling, you know, soaps and scented flowers and stuff like that. Not scented flowers, obviously, but scented
girly
soaps.
Stuff.
Yeah. Things that, ideally, girls would like.
Yeah.
So it's going to be... It's going to be great. You got to come out to check it out. That's right. June the 29th until July the 5th at Rogers Campground here in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
No ticket.
No ticket required.
Just get your camping site. You're good to go.
Yep. ForkFest, I mean, there's nobody in charge to even sell a ticket. So if somebody tries to sell you a ticket, they're scamming you. Don't do it.
But unless they have their own special event on their own campsite that is exclusive and they are selling tickets for that. But, yeah, there's no ForkFest tickets.
You are correct.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we have Amazon news. We were talking about the Amazon Ring fiasco.
Off the air?
Yeah, off the air.
Yeah.
And that brought in another story about Amazon. Evidently, they're shipping enough packages that they're basically competitors with FedEx and UPS now.
Yeah, I was shocked when I saw this headline.
That's a lot. I mean, that's to be distributing that many parcels.
Yeah, that's what shocked me about it, because I knew they were going that direction because they have their own Prime delivery service. I mean, you're from Seattle, so you know that Amazon is, I don't know if their home base is in
Seattle. It is,
right?
Headquarters in Seattle.
So that's where they're doing like some of the experiments where they have that Amazon store where you can like go in and you scan your Amazon app at the like there's like a turnstile, I guess. So you go in, you take whatever you want from the shelves, and walk out.
Yeah, they're doing the pay with your hand thing, right? Where they take a scan of your hand, and then that scan of your hand, instead of doing like face recognition or eye recognition, that scan of your hand is then in their database. And when you go through the thing, you put your hand in this thing, and it scans your hand, and that's tied to your Amazon Prime account.
So you've been in there and done this?
I haven't been in there, but this is you're talking about the store.
It's the same store, okay? Because I remember when we were first reading about it, it was you were going to use their app, but now they're doing biometrics, huh?
Yeah, well, they're experimenting with it, right? And so I used to live in South Lake Union, which is the shadow of Amazon, right? The Amazon, everybody that lives in that neighborhood either works for Amazon or has worked for Amazon or is in some way, you know, reliant
servicing
upon Amazon.
People.
Yeah. But that store is in Seattle, and they're using that store to incubate any future ideas, and so you see it happen in that store first.
So I've never seen an Amazon truck shipping anything, right?
I saw the first one that I've ever seen, like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I was in Hillsboro, which is just a crappy little town in New Hampshire in the middle of nowhere, basically. It's a nice taco place that sells tacos for cryptocurrency. In fact, we're going there tomorrow for a crypto meetup. But when the last time I was in Hillsboro, I saw like one of those kind of work van-looking vans, but it had the Prime smiley face on the side of it. It didn't have the word Amazon on it, but it was obviously their logo. And one of the things that they've been working on is rolling out their own delivery trucks, because what they've been doing is, until recently, they've been contracting with the United States Postal Service. Conan, our Tuesday night co-host, he delivers for the USPS, and he works on Sunday. Normally, you don't have Postal Service on Sunday, right? Like, that's not a Postal Service day. But that Postal Service is on the roads on Sunday exclusively delivering for Amazon.
Right.
That's all all day do on Sundays.
Really?
Now, I know that in Seattle, they have a whole boatload of subcontractors, people who own their own pickup truck or van or
That's
whatever.
That's what they're doing.
Is that what?
They're going to those contractors and they're saying, all right, we want you to be our Amazon Prime or whatever delivery guy, and so they're giving those guys the opportunity to sort of franchise, if you will, and become an Amazon delivery person, like officially get the logo and, you know, go all in. And so that's the last I heard, was that they were kind of rolling out these trucks or whatever. Well, it turns out they've also got a fleet of airlines moving packages around. The story from The Verge, they've been steadily growing their logistics operation over the last decade, and it now delivers more than half of all Amazon packages in the United States, according to an estimate from Morgan Stanley published last week and reported by CNBC.
Good Lord.
Now, how many packages is that?
That's a lot, right? Amazon.
I imagine it's a lot, but I would like a number.
I don't know. We'll see if we can find that out here. But it's a staggering increase over the course of the last few years. It means Amazon, which now operates its own freighters and cargo planes, is accelerating its push to own the entire logistics chain and end its relationship with companies like FedEx and UPS. So that's their goal.
Well, and the U.S. Post Office.
And, you know, presumably, yeah. So their goal is to cut out those people from the picture. They want to be able to send the package straight from the shipping center to people who are associated with Amazon, you know, in their hands to the end customer. And at the current rate, Amazon is set to pass both FedEx and UPS in U.S. package volume, with the company currently delivering 2.5 billion packages per year compared to FedEx's 3 billion and UPS's 4.7 billion.
I love it. Amazon Prime costs me like, what, $13 a month or something?
Yeah, something like
and
that.
Everything gets shipped to me for free. No additional charge. I've never had Amazon contact me and say that my package couldn't be delivered because there was snow on the ground. Right?
No, but I have had where, you know, you check on your orders and it's like, oh, your shipment is being delayed. It was held up in, you know, wherever, right? Some city or whatever. And it'll be delayed for like a day or something like that.
Yeah, but was that being delivered by FedEx or
Well,
UPS?
That I don't know. It's just when you go to the tracking tab and your orders on your Amazon account. Yeah, Amazon is an absolute behemoth. They're able to do things no other entity can do. And they deliver booze in the state of Washington where it's illegal to deliver booze.
Huh?
Yeah. How? Yeah, I don't know how. They've achieved some sort of exemption within Washington
bribed
State.
Somebody.
I'm sure. They were like, because, like, who hasn't had the idea for a booze delivery service?
I have.
Yeah. Right? And I've been thinking about to do it, you know, and there are a couple of websites that popped up that were trying to do this, mm-hmm. right? One's called, like, Drizzly, D-R-I-Z-L-Y, they're trying to do this. But Amazon can not only deliver booze, they can deliver it in under an hour in Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
You get online order and they're like, it'll show up in an hour.
So, yeah, these guys are just getting started, apparently.
Don't they use the drones for delivery services in Seattle as well?
I don't know if they do that yet, but it's coming.
855-450-3733. Maybe all of this means that we can ultimately get rid of the United States Postal Service.
Oh, I wish.
They should just start doing mail service.
Would it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work whenever you feel like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
To Capitol Hill, where the full House ready to vote on two articles of impeachment Wednesday against President Trump. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on CNN, he predicts the vote in the House will fall along party lines with a few exceptions, and he also anticipates what will happen next in the Senate.
There's not going to be any Republicans in the House. In fact, there'll be a handful of Democrats who will vote against impeachment in the House. In the Senate, I think all Republicans will vote against the House, and I think two Democrats have a very good chance of voting against impeachment also.
In other news, Defense Secretary Mark Esper marking the 75th anniversary of the Battle of the Bulge.
We are gathered at the American Cemetery in Luxembourg to honor the 5,076 Americans buried here who laid down their lives in the gallant stand against tyranny.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow gaining 100 points to close at 28,235. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And I'm Ian.
And I'm the captain.
Do you want to reach more people with the ideas of liberty? Well, do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with the bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, pithy and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. What's more, that's libertystickers.com. Now, we're talking about Amazon Prime here, or just Amazon in general. Prime is one of the many services they offer. Have either of you ever used Amazon Prime TV, whatever they call it?
Why, I used it just recently to binge-watch The Expanse, my favorite science fiction television program.
Did you find it to be worth it?
I mean, as a guy who knows how to acquire files of any TV program, no. But I did. I actually had canceled my Prime and just had a regular Amazon account. I know that's unheard of. Everybody, you can do that? Yeah, you can. Canceled my Prime. And then I actually resubscribed to Prime just so I could watch this particular television show on the night that it dropped, right? Because I'd have to wait arguably a day before Quality Files would show up, you know, in the usual places.
You are a fan.
So, yeah. I mean, you know. And also, too, this was the first for this particular show where it was going to be commercial free. And also,
is that normally a thing with Amazon? They put commercials in?
Well, no, but previously it wasn't an Amazon program.
Oh, okay.
So Amazon,
is this the first season?
This is the first season that's got the Amazon money, and you can tell right away the special effects are cooler, right?
Interesting.
They did, you know, it's a better production overall because now it's got the Amazon money behind it.
Is it different where you know, normally if you're creating a television program and there's commercial breaks, there's usually like mini little cliffhangers during the show, like somebody's about to get killed, but then they get out of it, right? Like after the commercial break or whatever. Does that kind of change now that they don't have commercial breaks? Does it like change the structure of the show?
I believe it does, because now if you are going to, say, have this particular season in syndication later on, right, like running on, you know, I don't know, some, you know, network television, independent
Amazon TV,
somewhere
coming later,
like, you know. But I will say what they did. Well, let me finish my thought on that. Is the commercial breaks would be not sort of intuitive, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, when they write these programs, they would write in like a little bit of a cliffhanger to like, oh, now you know the commercial's coming up because
someone's
happened,
in jeopardy.
Right? You know, it's going to be like the commercial breaks are going to be more abrupt, you know, when this airs on regular ass TV or whatever, right?
If it ever does,
right? But I will say what they did do, because I binge watched the entire season, they played commercials in between episodes, right? So I was using the Amazon.
Even though you are a subscriber, they're still playing ads.
Still playing ads.
Interesting.
In between episodes. I can't say, in fact.
Hold on. Are they advertising only Amazon things?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
Yeah. So, like, I saw commercials for other Amazon television programs, right?
Okay.
Other Amazon services, you know, that kind of a thing. But only in between the episodes.
Yeah. Okay.
And because I was using the web player, you know, there's no, like, remote involved, so it just plays the next episode. What did kind of piss me off a little bit was the web player stopped after, like, episode 7. It just didn't go to episode 8 for some reason.
It probably assumed you were asleep. But before we dig further into it, let's go to the phones. We got Dodger calling. Dodger, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, lady and gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm not used to talking on my headset. So, at either rate, I don't live in a big metro area. I live in a metro area, but it just kind of surprised me when you said that you saw a Prime truck for the first time. Now, I do construction, and so, you know, I go, you know, one day I'll be at one end of town, some other time I might be out in the sticks in the middle of nowhere, and it seems like something that our customers all have in common, they all must have Amazon Prime. And, for example, I want to say Friday, the job site that I was working at literally had an Amazon Prime truck show up, the U.S. Postal Service show up, and FedEx show up, all with Amazon stuff, you know, putting on the customer's porch.
Right.
Yeah, it's, it was weird for me when I first saw those mail vans on Sundays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I normally don't work Sundays, but then I started seeing the mail vans, and then now I see these Prime trucks. I can't go a day without seeing at least one of them, you know, in those, like, work trucks. So I just thought it was kind of weird that in one day they had a Prime vehicle. I forgot if it was UPS or FedEx, but they had one of them trucks and the United States Postal Service all dropping packages on these people's door.
Amazing.
I mean, it makes sense. It's the holiday season. And so, you know, like me, I do all of my holiday shopping on Amazon. because I just don't feel like going out to the stores and dealing with that stuff. Granted, I don't have a Prime membership, so I just usually have to deal with the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx or,
It would be more efficient if instead of getting three delivery trucks out there to this person's house, they just had to send one?
That's what they're working
and
for.
And it was their own truck.
I've achieved two of the three. I've not achieved the trifecta. I've had the U.S. Post Office deliver something from Amazon on the same day, a couple hours apart from UPS also delivering me something from Amazon.
You mean here in Keene?
Yeah.
Okay, right, because I haven't seen a Prime truck in Keene yet.
Right, so I haven't achieved the trifecta, but now I have something to shoot for.
Well, we're living in the woods, so, I mean, it may be a little bit before we start seeing Prime trucks, which is why I was surprised to see one in little old Hillsboro.
Yeah, isn't Hillsboro more in the woods than Keene?
It is, but it's closer to Concord.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, Amazon certainly delivers a bunch of stuff. I mean, two and a half billion packages.
That's Amazon's delivery. Then you go to FedEx, $3 billion, UPS, $4.7 billion. And they're not talking about the amount. I don't think they're talking about saying FedEx has 3 billion Amazon packages. It's not clear. I don't think that's what they're saying. So it sounds like Amazon's volume is going to eclipse FedEx's volume at some point relatively soon.
Right. I'm assuming their figures for FedEx and UPS mean mixed.
Total.
Right. Yeah, total. Yeah.
Well, Dodger,
I don't know
for the call.
I don't either.
So, what we're thinking here is that Amazon by itself is clearly delivering 2.5 billion packages, right? But FedEx
already,
yeah. But FedEx and UPS, they deliver stuff from like Ipsy and Wish.com and other random places, as does the USPS. So some portion of the packages they're delivering aren't actually from Amazon. So Amazon is probably delivering most of their own packages.
That's what they're saying. That was the first claim in this story. According to CNBC, Amazon is now delivering more than half of their own packages, which means the remainder of them, less than half, are being delivered totally by USPS, FedEx, and UPS. So Amazon has more than half, and the other less than half is being delivered by the remainder of those companies.
So we can assume like $5 billion or something like that if...
Roughly,
half, right?
Yeah.
Roughly,
yeah.
So I know that the USPS will just go back to delivering, like, market basket flyers and stuff that nobody wants to people's mailboxes, but what will UPS and FedEx do?
Yeah, their volume's going to go down big time. They're in trouble.
It already has. They're missing out on 2.5 billion packages they could be shipping.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be tragic for them. Of course, I've never known either of them to be especially reliable when it comes to package delivery services. I've had things get delayed by weeks at a time. Of course, I can't say that Amazon's better than that, never having had anything delivered by an Amazon truck. But if they can solve the problems of the carrier services, hey, more power to them.
They have freighters, according to this story.
Yeah, and cargo planes.
And cargo planes.
Amazon. Did it start out like somebody's garage or something?
Makes me want to wrap myself up and ship myself.
855-450-3733.
You're going to have air holes.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. If you're quick, you might still be able to get in on the air with us. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Captain Kickass.
I want to thank Jay Lawrence. He's today's amplifier. Now, that means he's part of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So if you like what the show is doing and want to help us reach a larger audience, contributing to the AMP program is the best way of doing that. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. Jay Lawrence here is a silver member, which means he contributes $5 per month to the program. It comes with a number of unique benefits, like the AMP-only call-in line on discord.freetalklive.com, the AMP-only chat room on the same location, the AMP-only Facebook group, and some other cool little features. So, and we appreciate it. So thank you to Jay Lawrence, and thank you to the amplifiers. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Moving right along, let's jump straight into the phones. We got Mike calling from Gold Bar, Washington. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Aria, Ian, and Captain Kickass.
What's up, Mike?
I hope that Boss Bill, the owner of this station, wasn't listening during the Swedish coffee. He's a very decent older gentleman. But he does listen once in a while. That's how he knows I call. Anyway, he told on the radio this morning he got some packages from Amazon, and he only had one package coming, but he got three, all three with his shipping label, but two of them were not his. And what do you do with that? Who knows, or what he will do with it, but it's kind of interesting, all this delivering they're making.
Amazon gave him some stuff.
Wait, you're saying they misdelivered packages to him that were supposed to be sent
to somebody else? He ordered one item. Uh-huh. And he received his item, but he got two extra items, two extra packages, but they had his shipping label on them, and he did not order them. So that's obviously a big problem nationwide for people that are missing something. It's on Boss Bill's front porch.
Does he like the extra items he received?
He just made mention of it this morning because he thought it was kind of odd. I don't know what he's going to do with the extra.
What you do is you contact the shipper or you contact Amazon.
Well, they've got his name on
them.
According to the shipper, they're his. They've got his name on them.
I see what you're saying. But if you order something,
so what it sounds like
they
is
deliver
the people
something
labeling.
Hold on, Mike.
Thing to do would be to call the company or, you know, reach out to customer service and say, hey, I didn't order this stuff. What do you want me to do with it? And then they'll either say, oh, well, you know, we'll have you ship it back. We'll ship you a label. We appreciate it. Or just keep it. We screwed up. Usually it'll be one of the two things.
Yeah, because they all had his name on it. And what he guessed was the people actually putting those labels on or just slamming this stuff out. And could care less what they're
actually doing. Or is it possible that somebody ordered them as a gift for him? Because that's also something you can do.
Oh, now we might find that out tomorrow on his show.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. Anyway, Aria, do you mind a quick little poem for you?
Ooh.
No.
Do you have red, are you where? I'm not watching. Do you have red hair tonight?
Yes.
Okay. May
I? I'm scared. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, no. Don't be scared. Those redheaded gals, they stick together like glue. You tell a secret to one, you've told the other one too. They run around town thinking they're so damn cool. How easy they forget. Nobody liked them in school.
I don't know if that's a nice poem or not.
I don't think
it
was.
No, it's actually a third verse of a song, the Redheaded Wife song that I wrote. That's just the third verse, but I thought it would be kind of fun for Aria since she's a redhead today. Probably yesterday too, but anyway.
There you go.
All right,
there you go. Have a great night.
Thanks so much for the call.
He's a poet, and I didn't know it.
Clearly.
Now you do.
It's about time he made a rhyme.
Let's keep going. We've got Mortified Penguin calling via the Discord line at discord.freetalklive.com. Mortified Penguin, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that was a sweet poem. But I wanted to call about, I don't know, I was tuned out for a segment or so, but I heard you talking about the Amazon subject and I don't know. I mean, for a bunch of guys to talk about, gals to talk about, current events, just because where you're located, you might be a little bit behind the times. So I live more in the city, kind of an urban, not a huge major city, but an urban setting. And I gotta say, in what I do for a living, the different things that I do take me to different neighborhoods. And I mean, you are just, the whole world is just blanketed in these blue Mercedes-Benz, like Sprinter vans, these Amazon vans.
Really?
They are just running logistics for the entire world. I mean, they're just going up and down every neighborhood, every street.
Wow.
Now, are you being hyperbolic, or are they actually driving around Mercedes delivering?
Yeah, well, they're Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans. They got the top-of-the-line little cargo vans, for sure. And they're all the exact same with the fresh Amazon paint job and the Amazon color. And I still see some post office driving around on Sunday, so they must be using that to supplement, and they must be doing some other stuff. But they absolutely deliver the whole world, and they'll deliver the smallest thing to you, one thing at a time.
Yeah, so we're on the outskirts here, so we're not seeing it. We're out in the woods, literally here. And I actually pulled up the CNBC story because The Verge cited that, and there's more information here. According to Morgan Stanley, which is the company that estimated, and that's all we have here is estimates. They are the ones who estimated the 2.5 billion packages being carried by Amazon, and then you've got 3 billion packages at FedEx, 4.7 at UPS. They say, we see more of this going forward as our new bottom-up U.S. package model assumes Amazon Logistics U.S. packages grow at 68% growth rate from 2018 to 2022. That would put Amazon Logistics at 6.5 billion packages per year by 2022, according to the firm, which would far exceed its estimate for UPS at 5 billion and FedEx at 3.4 per year. To us, they say, Amazon Logistics is already large scale and with a fleet one-fifth the size of competitors. So you're seeing Amazon trucks everywhere, Mortified Penguin, but they're saying they're still a fraction of the size, as far as the fleet is concerned, than these other competitors, but yet they're doing a tremendous amount of volume for being a fifth of the size. So that says to me they're way more efficient than UPS and FedEx.
Well, and it sounds to me like they're currently filling in the gaps of efficiency that exist
because they're using the other two services,
still,
right?
Yeah.
So this is referred to in the technology industry as like the last mile, right? You want coverage to the areas where those other two companies aren't real good at. Right, so those are the first areas you want to fill in.
Well, according to this, they say logistics of Amazon is more focused than its competitors on densely populated areas. According to Morgan Stanley's estimate, about 61% of their package volumes are from suburban areas, 28% are from urban areas, and just 11% are from rural, which means Amazon Logistics' rural focus is about half of its competitors, as the rest of the industry typically derives about 20% of their package volume from rural. So right now, Amazon is focusing on the cities and the suburban areas, and they're leaving out rural for the moment, it sounds like.
That's amazing.
That's probably the more sensible way to do it.
It costs more gas to go out in the woods.
Yeah, that's true.
Just pass that off to USPS.
Yeah, what they're able to do with these distribution centers all over the place and in the outskirts of these areas, if they're dense enough, you're getting one-day shipping on everything from watch batteries to shampoos to new sights for your pistol to, God, anything you want. One-day delivery, and they've got everything, and it's incredible. And obviously, you couldn't pull that off in a rural area, but they're really just supplying the whole world. It's like the Jetsons with the little tubes that deliver whatever you wanted. Like
you can in a rural area. I forgot to order a Halloween costume until like the last minute, and the half of the outfit came the very next day, and I ordered it at like 2 o'clock in the morning. So technically, it came the same day.
Right. Wow.
The rest of it didn't. The rest of it took 2 days, which was still within the time frame that I needed it. But being rural didn't keep me from receiving that package same day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Maybe they had it in one of their distribution centers in Concord?
I heard there's one in Nashua, and I know there's definitely one in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of my parcels travel through Massachusetts. Occasionally they'll come through Vermont somehow by way of, like,
Must be New York.
Or something. I'm not sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, anything they can
do. Amazing.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's amazing. They've really gone they've replaced 2-day shipping now almost with most places with 1-day shipping, and there's no minimum amount. So they've got so many vans all over the place that you can order as small of a thing as you want, and they'll just drop it by one of these little bubble envelopes, and whatever you need, you get it the next day. There's no like, oh, you got to spend $35 for the free Prime shipping. No, I mean it's there. Boom, whatever it is.
Very cool. Well, Mortified Penguin, thanks so much for the call. Anything they can do to speed up the delivery service, I'm totally on board with, because USPS sucks.
Oh yeah, and it has for a long time.
So if Amazon could just start delivering mail, that would be great.
Well, I think isn't that like the only thing that the USPS says that these other parcels can't carry is letters?
I don't know. Do they say they can't?
They cannot carry something under a dollar.
Oh, interesting.
So if your letter costs more than a dollar, you can give it to Amazon or UPS or whatever.
Huh.
Fascinating, and it would get there faster. I've had tremendous issues getting things here from the state of Mississippi, which, you know, understandably, that's quite a good distance, but 3-4 weeks. Go check out freetalklive.com for the full archive going back more than 10 years.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.